أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله قل أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكلون قل يا قوم اعملوا على مكانتكم إني عامل فسوف تعلمون من يأتيه عذاب يخزيه ويحل عليه عذاب مقيم إنا أنزلنا عليك الكتاب للناس بالحق فمن اهتدى فلنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها وما أنت عليهم بوكيل الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون أم اتخذوا من دون الله شفعاء قل أولو كانوا لا يملكون شيئا ولا يعقلون قل لله الشفاعة جميعا له ملك السماوات والأرض ثم إليه ترجعون. And if you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they are sure to say it is Allah. Say, show me the false gods that you worship besides Allah Ta'ala. If it is Allah Ta'ala's will to cause any harm, can they remove his harm? Or if it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me some blessing, can they hold back the blessing of Allah Ta'ala? Say, sufficient is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me, and on him let those who trust put their trust. Say, O my people, you work your way, and I will work my way, and soon will you realize to whom a punishment of disgrace will come, and an abiding punishment. Indeed, we have sent down the book, to you for the benefit of mankind, then whoever receives guidance, that it is for the good of his own soul. And whoever strays away, that it is to his own loss, to his own peril. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you aren't responsible for them. It is your duty only to convey the message completely and fully, and beyond that you aren't responsible for them. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. Allah Ta'ala takes away the souls at the time of its death, as well as he takes away the soul during their sleep. Then the soul for whom death has been decreed, he keeps back, and he sends back those other souls to a time that is appointed. In these are signs for those who reflect. At the time of death, the souls are taken away and kept back with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permanently. They aren't released thereafter. Then a similar phenomena is experienced at the time of sleep, that Allah ta'ala takes away the soul during a man sleep. But just the difference is that the soul is taken away at the time of sleep for a short duration. And it is released back to the body, that the body will function normal when that soul has been returned to the body. So the soul has been taken away even during sleep. And therefore we see that the body does not function entirely. Some of the functions are visible, perhaps the breathing, the circulation of the blood, and the digestive system continues. But then the perception, the senses are then closed for some moments, for some time during the time of sleep. Then your senses are blocked off. You do not see, you do not hear, you aren't able to smell things correctly. So this is a result of Allah Ta'ala taking away the soul at the time of sleep. But for whom Allah Ta'ala has decreed death, that soul is taken back permanently. For whom Allah Ta'ala has decreed that he's going to live for some time, then the soul is released back to his body, that the person functions as normal. So it is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala to witness. We see it within ourselves all the time, that death is also taking away of the souls, and sleep is also taking away of the soul. So that sleep is also a type of death, where our bodies and our senses are cut off from the entire body for some duration, something very similar and identical to death. Do they take up gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do they take up intercessors that may intercede for them? Say, are you taking such senseless things to intercede for you? Even if they don't have the power of doing anything, nor do they have understanding, so let alone worshipping them, you cannot even take them as intercessors, because intercession comes with divine authority and permission. Like in the earthly courts, you find that every person cannot be an advocate. An advocate has to be permitted by law to advocate for his client. Any person and every person cannot stand to advocate. Rather, it must be someone that is appointed by the state or allowed by the state to act as advocate. And similarly, the advocate cannot just say anything that he wills. He has to understand that he must conform to the law that is the standard of the state. He must conform to that. Then only his advocating be accepted in any court. So similarly, on the day of Qiyamah, everybody cannot advocate. It must be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who consents his interceding, and provided that intercession is in conformity with justice and with the standard prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Say, the right of interceding, or the right of intercession, is exclusive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is altogether with Allah ta'ala. To him belongs the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth, and at the end you will be brought back to him. These unbelievers have reached such a point of disbelief that when Allah ta'ala is mentioned alone, then the hearts of these disbelievers, the hearts of those who reject the hereafter, are filled with disgust and horror. And when others are mentioned besides Allah Ta'ala, then they rejoice, their hearts are filled with joy. Say, O Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the knower of all things hidden and open, you will decide between your servants in the matters that they have differed. Had Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu had inquired from Aisha radiallahu anha that how would Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commence his tahajjud. That Aisha radiallahu anha replied with these words, Allahumma rabba Jibra'il wa Mika'il wa Israfil fatir as-samawati wal-awdi alim al-ghaybi wa shahada anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fihi ikhtalifun ihdini li makhtulifa fihi min al-haqq biznik إِنَّكَ تَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. The same dua, O Allah, the Rabb of Jibreel, Mikael and Israfil, the creator of the heavens and the earth, it is you that decides between your servants in the matters that they differ. So you do guide me in the matters that people are differing all about. Sayyid ibn Jubayr radiyallahu anhu says that words, Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, are so mighty that one that recites these words and then commences his du'as, yaqeen and conviction, obviously these du'as will be answered. Ibn Rabi, rahmatullah alayhi, a famous tabi'i, was once asked about the differences of the sahaba ikram. So he explained to the person that when these type of thoughts crowd your mind, then recite these words, Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, O Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, it is you that knows everything that is hidden and open. Man can see to a certain point, he can reason to a certain extent. Beyond that, it is not his call. He cannot see beyond this. So it is Allah Ta'ala whose knowledge is comprehensive, complete, and covers all times and places. So Alim al-Ghaybi wa shahada, he knows what is right. He knows the right in the differences of man, in their quarrels and dispute, what is right and wrong. He knows exactly. He knows what is within the mind. He knows what is open. So, أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكِ. It is you that will decide between your servants in the matters that they differ. Then our ulama explain that what an excellent way it is that when we are confronted with differences, things that are clouding us and clouding our minds and understanding, what an excellent way of adab when these type of situations do arise, we repeatedly recite these words, O Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the knower of all things, both open and concealed, and it is you that will decide. In other words, you are acknowledging that I don't know what is right. Allah Ta'ala, you have all the knowledge, and you will decide between your servants, so therefore you guide me to that which is best and right.